So, you know, it's 2020, obviously. And there's a lot of stories about the census, which I guess the mailings are going out and, you know, people are encouraged.
Of course.
To answer the census. In fact, in Michigan, we just had news stories the other day where a $16 million outreach campaign is being launched to, it says, push people to be counted in the census. Officials say it takes less than 10 minutes to complete the census. The census is important because undercounting means communities get less federal funding for education, health care, other important programs. Mm-hmm. It's the first once-a-decade census in which most people will be encouraged to answer questions via the internet.
Right. That makes it even easier for you, for some people.
Mm-hmm. And I guess March 12th is when people start getting invitations to answer the census. Right.
That's how we're going to do it.
So
online. Yep.
And, well, hopefully we have better results when it comes to tracking census numbers and sometimes the elections
yeah, right.
that happen online. Well, now, going back to the 1980s reference. Now, I was around in 1980, but I didn't care. Well, I was too young to answer the census at that time, at that time, and you know, what did I care about it? But I saw this reference tied into the 2020 census, and somebody said, do you remember 1980 when a song was released?
It was a song.
Yeah. Now, there are PSAs that are out right now, and it seems every census time that it rolls around, there are, you know, PSAs to talk about what you need to do.
Right.
No, there's an actual song.
Okay.
And so I thought I'd play for those folks. Wonder if people remember this song. This is a song, it says here, that featured Glenn Yarbrough, Kirk Douglas, Patrick O'Neill, Steve Allen, Jane Meadows, and Mickey Mouse.
Jane Meadows and Mickey Mouse.
All part of the crowd. And so I don't know if anyone, again, from 1980, but here's, do we need this in 2020? Do we need a census song to encourage you to answer the census? Here's what it sounded like in 1980.
In 80 million mailboxes across the USA, the census is a-coming to help us plan the way, to show us where we're going so that we can understand what's needed for the future. Future of our land, can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Help your community get equal government representation.
There's Kirk.
Help show where funds are needed for jobs, schools, health care, and more. Answer the 1980 census.
And all your answers are kept confidential by law.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
I guess that was Mickey.
That was Mickey.
Answer the census, we're counting on you. Answer the census, we're counting on you.
There you go.
That is so 1980, early late 70s, early 80s. Oh, man.
I'd have to look back to see the results in the 1980 census. Were the numbers of responders increased, perhaps because of a song like that?
Well, yeah, why not? You know, maybe we need a new one with, of course, well, most of those people aren't with us anymore. But
I've started composing, actually.
Oh, you did? You did.
I got the opening line, I think. You tell me what you think about this. But you see, what I wanted to do was, you know, talk about 2020, but kind of do a throwback to the 1980 era.
So, oh, all right. Lyricist Charlie Rude.
So it goes like that. I don't have the musical chops, so I'll just kind of read the spoken word version. So it's 2020. And it's time to make a count of all the people of this country. You, me, and even Robin Yount. I say trying to personalize it. You know?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
That's the opening line.
Okay.
You think that works?
A lot of people are saying, who's Robin Yount?
Well, no. Yeah, but that's what, see, I was trying to include the generation from the past.
Very good. You did
remember,
a good job.
So
yes,
I thought
yes,
that.
You did. I like that.
And I think advancing forward, we'll get some people from all the different.
Of course.
Okay. So maybe you can help me out here, I guess. Of course, if and Tigers fans will appreciate this, if I were George Kelly, I couldn't write the line because, of course, it was Robin Yount.
Yeah, right.
Which wouldn't rhyme with count.